Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Wayne Elliott here from Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott, and pleased to be here today with a dear old friend and highly educated gentleman, a PhD nutritionist. Dr. Michael Garko is with us today, and I'm sure you'll be interested in what he has to say about health, wellness, and sickness. Dr. Garko, welcome to the show.
Wayne, thank you for inviting me. It's always a pleasure to be with you and your audience, and it's an honor to be with you again. Our roles are switched a little bit. Usually, I was interviewing you on my show.
That's right.
Now you're interviewing me.
over 50 times we were together on Dr. Garko's Let's Talk Nutrition show, which was syndicated nationally and streamed globally. And it was always my pleasure to be with Dr. Garko. Always learned a lot, and we had some great shows together. So he's with us here today. And Dr. Garko, I know you've had your own experience with some of the Fein-Strauss formulas. Yep. And can speak to their benefits to the folks. These are primarily cleansing formulas, you know, the bladder, the kidney, the prostate all have golden seal root, which helps kill bacteria, oftentimes the culprit in those parts of our body. The Strauss heart drops, the world famous Strauss heart drops, to ensure blood flows everywhere. We have an artery, vein, or tiny vessel in our bodies. Plaque and cholesterol is not limited to just our heart arteries or our carotid arteries. To our brain, and our blood carries everything, of course, from our food to our waste to our water, wastewater, most important, oxygen. Without that oxygen, we can have heart attack or stroke. Those carotid arteries up the sides of our neck can get those stringy fats, and even more difficult to treat. And so that oxygen and blood flow is just perhaps the most important body function, Dr. Garko. Would you agree?
Well, you know, no oxygen, you die. So yeah. And you know, your cardiovascular system is that, you know, as I have mentioned to you other times, using that little pun, is at the heart of the matter regarding our health. And I always like to look for quotes and ways to help remind myself of how important health is to us. And I know on other shows I've mentioned to you the first century Roman poet Marcus Aurelius Marcialis, who said, "Life is not living, but living in health," close quote. And our health and our wellness are our most valuable assets. Without your health, you know, there is no wealth. There is no quality of life. I don't care how rich you are, how famous you are, whatever. At the end of the day, it is your health. Even if you think about it for a second, even when people get the flu or a cold, they can get sick to the extent where, you know, they don't feel so good and the quality of life is not really good. And that's just with a cold or flu. You start to get into some of these serious diseases, heart disease, cancer, whatever it might be, all these different forms of autoimmune diseases. The quality of life is not only disrupted, but your entire life is turned upside down. And hopefully it doesn't lead to an outcome that, you know, where you die. So shows such as this are very important. Because people really, I believe, Wayne, people want to do the right thing, but sometimes they don't know what the right thing is. And sometimes they don't have enough information, or they have too much information, or they have the wrong information. Yep. And they can get off on the wrong path. So a show such as this is intended to help educate, to help empower people to take charge of their health.
Well, I know with all those shows we did together in past, Doc, you didn't hesitate ever once to, I don't know if you coined the expression, but you always said your health is your wealth. And you've just explained that very well. And it's absolutely true. All the money in the world won't do you any good if you're not well or if you have one of these serious ailments. And you make a good point as well. All it takes is a common cold or influenza B to make you appreciate feeling better. There's just no doubt about that. And some of these diseases really, really make people's lives miserable. And we've talked before about the importance of prevention and lifestyle and so forth, trying to get enough sleep, eat enough good food, try and stay away from the refined carbs and the sugars, try to maintain a normal, healthy weight, be active enough. You know, the Creator gave us arms and legs for a reason. We should use them. And you don't have to do strenuous exercise, even a stroll or a half an hour on your hands and knees in the garden, picking weeds and picking some nice produce for yourself is all important, I think. And you and I have talked about it many times. And these herbal, 100% natural botanical formulas that Strauss has made, and some of them go back 200 years, Dr. Garko, the cardio, the bladder, the prostate, the kidney formulas, and they're just tried and true. They've shown to be safe. There's not been one complaint to Health Canada or to the FDA or the Strauss Company about damage or serious side effects from these formulas. And what I love about the Strauss Company, Dr. Garko, is that you don't need a reason. If you are not satisfied, they insist that you get a full refund. They may have a bleeding heart, so to speak, but they will not see someone cheated for their money or to have a complaint that they were cheated for their money. So between the combination of the record of safety and the fact that you can't be cheated for your money if you're not satisfied, it's you really have nothing to lose with these nothing formulas and so much to gain, as you and I have both experienced, me in my own personal life, of course, from early days of after sports, poor health choices and became overweight, I did, and too inactive, lots of stress with business and so forth. And it didn't work well for me. Even though heart disease ran in my family, I did think I was going to break the record and be the youngest to be taken with heart disease in my 30s. And I'm just so grateful for that most profound day I learned of the Strauss heart drops. And here I am now feeling better at 68 than I did at 38, which is really something. And I'll be forever grateful for that, Doc.
Sure. And your health is your wealth, and there's another piece to that. And your health is the wealth of those that care about and love you.
Yes.
And my dad, when I was a boy, he always used to say, your health is your wealth. And then as I got into doing my own show for almost 16 years, nationally syndicated across the U.S., 500 cities and streamed around the world, it occurred to me, it's not only your wealth, but if something should befall you, your loss is going to be the loss of those people that care about and love you. So your health is your wealth, and your health is the wealth of those that care about and love you. And Marcus Marcialis, the Roman poet, said, life is not living, but living in health, as I mentioned earlier. And living in health is not automatically guaranteed. You have to work at it. You have to be mindful of it. You have to be diligent, and you have to be consistent. Health just doesn't. Amazon is not going to leave a box at your door that says, here's your health. It's not happening. You have to create it. You can create, sustain, and reclaim your health primarily with the way you eat, what you eat, your relationship with food, that is, and your lifestyle. That's where you have the ability to influence your destiny. Now, you know, I'm a great believer that control is an illusion, and that much of our life, things that happen to us, are random and unexpected. And there's a lot of ambiguity and uncertainty. And so, but where we do have the ability to take some quote unquote control is the choices that we make relative to our relationship with food and the way we want to live. and hence and enter stage left, diet, lifestyle, and dietary supplementation.
Exactly, Doc. And you know, I recall so vividly, back in, the late 70s, early 80s, when I read an article about the earlobe crease. And folks can Google Frank, the man's name, Frank's crease, C-R-E-A-S-E. And a picture of an earlobe will pop up and you will see the crease that we're talking about. Well, when I read this article from Harvard Medical, they had discovered in 1972, Dr. Garko, that the earlobe crease was not only the best predictor of clogged arteries, but it was better than all of the other indicators put together: triglycerides, cholesterol, obesity, smoking, a hereditary, environment. All of those put together were not the indicator, the earlobe crease. And I hadn't yet began to suffer the angina symptoms, but it was very soon after that that I did, in my mid-30s. And I remember the article, of course, very clearly, because that day when I read the article, I looked in the mirror, saw a crease in both earlobes. Then I looked at some family photos of grandparents and uncles and cousins who had been aunts who had been lost to heart disease, and be darned if they didn't have creases in their earlobes. And it scared me. I hadn't met Strauss yet or known anything about health or natural health. And I think I was the luckiest guy in the world, really, to make it through a number of years, developed angina, all the angina symptoms, and the irregular heartbeat not too long afterwards. And just the luckiest day in my life was the day that I was introduced to Strauss Heart Drops. And then the most profound experience in my life was my relationship with Jim Strauss. And so I've never stopped singing their praises ever since I returned to good health. And both my parents and friends and family and so many people that I've been involved with these cleansing, detoxing products, really, but starting with the Strauss Heart Drops. It's amazing, really, painless, economical, not invasive. But that Frank's crease, folks should look that up. You can Google Frank's crease, see it for yourself. Don't be confused, ladies, by the line you may have from your pierced earrings. There'll be a separate, distinct crease if you have one. And since that study, Dr. Garko, in 2008, there was a very extensive study in Denmark, which showed exactly the same result, that it was the best predictor of clogged arteries.
Yeah, that the there was a fellow by the name of Dr. Sanders T. Frank, and that's where the crease was later called Frank's sign. It was named after him. Whereas a normal earlobe is smooth, an earlobe with a crease has a full, a straight line, or what appears to look like a little wrinkle that cuts across the ear, cuts the earlobe in half. Mm-hmm. And there was early studies, and one, I think when there was an open letter, and my memory serves me, in the journal, New England Journal of Medicine, 1973. Then there was a study that showed a correlation between the crease and having coronary artery disease. Scientists are not quite sure how the two are connected. Some think that the degeneration of elastic tissue around the small blood vessels that carry blood to the earlobe produces that earlobe crease. And it's the same thing that might occur in blood vessels with respect to coronary artery disease. And put in other terms, the visible changes that show up in tiny blood vessels of the ear could also be a harbinger of similar kinds of deleterious changes that are happening in the blood vessels around the heart. So that's sort of taking what you said and piecing it all together in some condensed form. Coronary artery disease is the leading cause of death in the United States, has been for decades. Everybody thinks it's cancer. It is not. And by the way, coronary artery disease is not a man's disease. Women also suffer from coronary artery disease. They are susceptible too. And it is a silent killer. You've mentioned that a number of times when you've been on air with me. It is a silent killer. It doesn't necessarily begin in old age. It can begin in childhood. And we see that now, especially with children that are overweight and obese, 8, 9, 10, 11 years old. These youngsters are all, maybe even earlier, starting to show signs of coronary artery disease as manifested by what they call a fatty streak that is in the artery. And then these kids that are overweight and obese, you know, that at a very young age are taking high blood pressure medications, anti-cholesterol medications, they're suffering from an adult disease.
We're just going to break for a minute to have a word from our sponsor. We'll be right back with Dr. Michael Garko.
Wayne Elliott to tell you about my great experience over the past 20 years with Strauss Heart Drops, the original cholesterol buster. Strauss Heart Drops saved and changed my life, my parents, and countless family, friends, and others. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural, risk-free, safe with no drug contraindications, and satisfaction guaranteed. You can't go wrong, so trust the original and feel better soon. Order online at loveyourheartdrops.com or call 877-817-9829, and I promise you won't be sorry. Thank you.
Okay, welcome back, folks. We've been having a conversation with my guest, Dr. Michael Garko, a very highly educated gentleman who spent his whole life studying about health and nutrition. And it's always a pleasure for me to speak to Dr. Garko. We've done a lot of radio shows. I was a guest on more than 50 of his shows at Let's Talk Nutrition. So he's here today sharing his wealth of knowledge with us. We've just been talking about clogged arteries and these issues with heart disease and how we're experiencing today. We're seeing today even young children with hypertension and cholesterol issues. And we've talked about this before, Dr. Garko. Some of it has to do with less activity. Yep. Back when we were young, our mothers would shoo us outside to play and get some exercise. Mm-hmm. Whether it was snowing or it was hot outside, we were to get outside. And of course, with these video games and other things, there's many kids that are leading a much less active childhood than what many of us did years ago. And obesity and other problems, hypertension and such are becoming the results. And I think I'd like to stress for the folks listening in, Doc, the importance of clean tissues and these Strauss formulas, like the world famous Strauss Heart Drops for keeping our blood system, arteries, veins, and vessels clean and giving us blood flow everywhere we're meant to have it, which is every single cell in our bodies. You know, the cardio formula for damaged heart cells to help our body rebuild damaged heart cells. For arrhythmia, irregular heartbeat is what it fixed for me. I'm so grateful for many, many years ago. The bladder formula, fabulous formula, the kidney formula, and the prostate formula for men. The bladder, kidney, and prostate, Dr. Garko, all have in common the golden seal root, which is a highly effective antibiotic herb, as you know. You know, it's just wonderful. They're non-invasive. They've been shown to be safe. They're economical. I always say that to take one of these formulas, Doc, costs about the same as a small drive-through cup of coffee. So just to put it in perspective, and the results, for the most part, no one has to tell you you're doing better. You will generally feel it when that energy increases with the blood flow and so forth.
Yeah, you will. And, you know, these products, the heart drops, and I'm going to just pair it up here for a second with the kidney support formula, are constituted of botanicals, herbs, these ancient herbs. Herbs are yet another gift from nature. Now, I'm all about the science. I've been trained in that tradition. I've had great professors, great background and training, but I'm also a great believer in traditional knowledge that's been passed on for centuries, if not thousands of years, from one generation and ancestry to another. And we know that botanicals, and if you look at Chinese medicine, it's over 5,000 years old, Ayurvedic medicine, rely heavily, heavily on herbs and spices. There's a reason. Remember, this is always about chemistry too. People seem to forget it is chemistry. These botanicals have these properties, these chemical properties that have all sorts of positive effects on our system generally, and specific systems like the cardiovascular system. And I mentioned the heart drops and the kidney support formula together because your heart and your kidneys are intimately, inextricably connected. Kidney disease can promote heart disease. Heart disease can promote kidney disease. We could get into that in a lot of detail, but generally speaking, there is a very strong correlation. That's why many cardiologists are very much interested in the kidney function and health of their patients, and will refer them out sometimes to a physician who can take care of that as well. So, you know, it's a good idea to consider if you have, especially if you have heart disease, or if you have kidney disease or both, to take these products in tandem, take them together. It's a must.
The heart drops and the kidney formula. Yes, I agree with you. And if you have hypertension, high blood pressure, whether it is your kidneys or your heart that's the cause, taking both of those will look after it. In my case, it was the kidneys with my high blood pressure many years ago. And in 3 months on the kidney formula, my blood pressure ever since has been 120 over 70. Now, the Strauss heart drops, I'll never quit taking. Since it seems to run in my family, the heart disease and hardening of the arteries and clogged arteries, heart attacks, and so forth, it's been our number one killer, that's for sure, in my family. So I, you know, in my 69th year, I don't want to start clogging up again, Doc. I don't want any blood flow restrictions. The first thing that happened to me with the heart drops after 2 weeks was the hearing returned to my left ear. Never dreamed it had anything to do with cholesterol. Never dreamed of that. I was shocked when it happened to me, truthfully. And so, you know, it's not just, as you can confirm, it's not just our heart arteries or the carotid arteries running to our brain. It's everywhere our blood flows. We need that blood. And just to the tiniest vessels, when I think of folks with grayish blue lips or skin, that's a lack of blood flow to the skin. And in no time, you'll see them after taking Strauss heart drops have an even color and lose that bluish gray. We're not meant to be that color.
No, not even at Halloween. So it is important here to understand that high blood pressure is one of those risk factors for coronary artery disease, because high blood pressure, as in the words, pressure there's pressure put against the inner lining of the artery, the endothelium. And when you put pressure against that artery, if it's consistent and persistent, you begin to damage that lining, to score it, and the body wants to repair it. And in the process of repairing it, you start this plaquing process, which we could get into. But the point is here that there are a number of modifiable and non-modifiable risk factors for coronary artery disease. In terms of these non-modifiable risk factors, you know, aging is non-modifiable. You're going to age whether you want to or not. Your ethnicity, race. We know that, for example, African American males have a greater propensity for heart disease, high blood pressure, than do other males of other races, which is kind of interesting. And so, and then there are your genetics. But then there's that modifiable list, your diet and your lifestyle get implicated heavily here. And I've mentioned these variables before, these risk factors: smoking, poor nutrition, physical inactivity or sedentary lifestyle, excessive alcohol consumption, high stress. Stress is a killer, man. I've done so many shows on stress, high blood pressure, elevated low density lipoprotein. People call that the bad cholesterol, or high when that's high, or when the good cholesterol, the HDL, high density lipoprotein, is low. Your triglycerides too high, glucose intolerance, which is diabetes, will cause heart disease. Fibrinogen, homocysteine, C-reactive protein, and then the overarching nemesis and culprit: inflammation. Inflammation is always implicated when healing and when damage is done. It's a good thing gone bad. Too much inflammation, because you're consistently damaging the arteries with a bad diet, bad lifestyle, and environmental toxins that are getting into your system. So it does get a little complicated, but then when you distill it down, you just need to be practicing a good diet, good lifestyle, and good dietary supplementation in a very consistent way. You must be consistent. As I mentioned to you on other shows, doing catch-as-catch-can doesn't work. And then people say, well, I took those and they didn't work. Well, they when they're sitting on the counter, they're not going to work. You got to you have to unscrew that lid.
Got to take them. Yeah, you got to take them. Folks, to find out more information or to order any of the fine Strauss products online, go to straussnaturals.com. That's Strauss naturals.com. Or call toll free 866-478-2873. Thank you for being with us today. And thank you to Dr. Michael Garko. Always a great pleasure. And you look great, Doc. You keep up the good work yourself. And thanks so much for joining us, folks. We'll be back with you next week at the same time, at the same hour. Look forward to being with you then for another interesting show with another great guest. And until then, stay well and may God bless.
I left your house this morning about a quarter after nine.
Wayne Elliott to tell you about my great experience over the past 20 years with Strauss Heart Drops, the original cholesterol buster. Strauss Heart Drops saved and changed my life, my parents, and countless family, friends, and others. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural, risk-free, safe with no drug contraindications, and satisfaction guaranteed. You can't go wrong, so trust the original and feel better soon. Order online at loveyourheartdrops.com or call 877-817-9829, and I promise you won't be sorry. Thank you.